In the name of the one true living God, our Creator, Provider, and Savior. Brothers and sisters, Jesus asked his disciples to pray for more laborers. But what kind? Let us listen carefully to Matthew chapter 9, verses 35 to 38. And Jesus went throughout all the cities and villages, teaching in their synagogues and proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. When he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them, because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Then he said to his disciples, "The harvest is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." God's Word. Brothers and sisters, before selecting and appointing his 12 apostles, Jesus asked his disciples to pray for more harvest workers. He himself was extremely proactive and faced much opposition from religious leaders. Too many depended on religion for their living. Rabbis taught scriptures. Scribes specialized in copying the Old Testament. There were also temple workers, priests, and some high priests. Plus, there were religious parties, fanatical Pharisees versus the liberal Sadducees. They competed for the material and social privileges, each striving to gain the loyalty of more people. Some tried to grab followers for themselves from others to establish stronger spheres of influence. Certainly, more like this were not needed. So what did Jesus have in mind when he strongly urged his followers to pray for more workers? Let us see the context. Brothers and sisters, first, Jesus already had a large number of followers, but had not yet chosen his 12 apostles. He had been extremely active, going throughout all the cities and villages. He tirelessly gave a great deal of time, energy, and attention to ministering to crowds and individuals in many towns and villages. He demonstrated self-giving care for their souls as well as for their bodies. His ministry was characterized by deeply self-giving love. The gospel presents him as the promised Messiah in terms of self-giving service to the needy. He spared no effort in providing guidance and care for the people he met throughout in his travels near and far in all the cities and villages. It was all by foot. His top priority was clearly a ministry of teaching. He taught constantly in the Jewish synagogues. His teaching was described as superb and unique. Earlier in the 7th chapter of Matthew, we read that when Jesus finished these sayings, the crowds were astonished at his teaching, for he was teaching them as one who had authority and not as their scribes. Brothers and sisters, Jesus did not just teach in the synagogues. We are told that he was also proclaiming the gospel of the kingdom and healing every disease and every affliction. Before he requested prayer for more harvest workers, the gospel reveals Jesus' understanding and view of the state of humanity. The gospel says, when he saw the crowds, he had compassion for them because they were harassed and helpless, like sheep without a shepherd. Clearly, Jesus' perception of the extremity of the spiritual sufferings of the crowds played a vital role in stirring up his compassion and his desire for more workers. We notice that he saw the crowds as harassed and helpless. He described them as sheep without a shepherd. This governed his ministry vision too, and distinguished it from the work of the Jewish rabbis and other clergymen whose vision was self-centered. To those religious workers and leaders, the crowds represented opportunities for material gain or self-promotion. This was also true in the Old Testament times, as it is today. Brothers and sisters, religious professions do not always attract the right people. Jesus was fully conscious of this. His apostles later on made the same discovery, as did the faithful Old Testament prophets. The 23rd chapter of the book of Jeremiah begins with these words: "Woe to the shepherds who destroy and scatter the sheep of my pasture, declares the Lord. Therefore, thus says the Lord, the God of Israel, concerning the shepherds who care for my people: You have scattered my flock and have driven them away, and you have not attended to them. Behold, I will attend to you for your evil deeds." Jeremiah, Ezekiel, and other Old Testament prophets saw through the charade of those in the religious profession. They spoke of them as feeding on the flock rather than shepherding them. In the New Testament, the apostolic experience was the same. In his moving farewell address to the Ephesian church leaders, in the 20th chapter of the book of Acts, the Apostle Paul warned, "Pay careful attention to yourself and to all the flock in which the Holy Spirit has made you overseers, to care for the church of God which he obtained with his own blood. I know that after my departure, fierce wolves will come in among you, not sparing the flock. And from among your own selves will arise men speaking twisted things to draw away the disciples after them." Brothers and sisters, the various classes of Jewish clergy in Jesus' time did not share Jesus' style of self-giving service, nor his view of the crowds as lost sheep needing deliverance and constant teaching and guidance. Like false Old Testament religious workers, their ministry's focus was on securing a good income and an easy lifestyle. Today, such religious workers are no less numerous than they were in the past. Most certainly, Jesus does not desire to see more who use their profession to gain a life of ease. What a contrast is that to Jesus' deeply compassionate vision to offer himself as the ransom for the lost sheep. So, what kind of workers did Jesus view as few? He looked around and saw the crowd, not only oppressed by their own trespasses and sins, but also totally neglected by those entrusted with their care. Jesus had a holistic ministry to the crowds. He cared for all their spiritual and physical weaknesses and needs. What the gospel records is his desire for like-minded co-workers with him in his kingdom ministry. His piercing eyes could see the desperate needs of the crowd for true self-giving shepherds who share his self-giving ministry of teaching, guidance, and care. In every area of life, people and societies are suffering the consequences of sin. Their minds are confused by diabolical and false convictions about God and about themselves. Their hearts are enslaved to corrupt and destructive self-centered, self-seeking passions and lusts. As a result, wars rage. Families, societies, and even nations are falling apart. Religious, political, and other leaders serve themselves, not the downtrodden sheep. Brothers and sisters, the church and our world today need Jesus-like gospel workers. As the Son of Man, Here on earth, he made it clear that he came to serve and not to be served. He is the good shepherd who laid down his life to ransom the sheep. To him be the glory. The grace of the Savior King, the Messiah of God, the Lord Jesus Christ, and the full blessing of the Triune God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, abide with God's people in all nations at all times, throughout the whole earth, by the message of the blessed gospel. Amen.